fight them. You look at Ohio State, you're preparing for them the second time. What's different this time around as far as getting ready for that rematch?
You know, we've played them once, so, you know, they know everything we're going to do. They know that we were able to get them last time, so I think they're going to come out with a lot of intensity. You know, they're going to have that fire, and, you know, they're a very aggressive team, and they can really get after you defensively, so I think we're definitely going to see that, and they're going to really ratchet up the intensity.
When you mentioned the fact that they know, you say they know what you're going to do, how much of it then becomes trying to keep them constantly guessing as far as what you actually do Tuesday night?
We're not going to, like, change anything for the game specifically, but, you know, we have our game plan, and we're going to do what we do, and at the same time, if we execute, in my opinion, they won't be able to guard everything that we do, and, you know, we run a lot of motion anyway, so it's not necessarily structured stuff where you're kind of reading, making plays, and just reading the defense, and so I don't think there'll be much of a problem with that.
How good is Aaron Kraft?
He's very good, especially defensively. You know, he's a leader for their team. He's going to always bring effort. He's always constantly trying to get into you, trying to disrupt plays, things like that, and it's fun going against guys like that.
How hard is it with a guy like him? He's a facilitator. No matter where he's out on the floor, whether he has the ball or doesn't have the ball, is that difficult? Do you see that as a challenge you can embrace?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with guys like that, when they're more facilitators, you have a tendency to kind of want to back off them, and, you know, since they're not necessarily looking for their score. But in my opinion, you got to get up into their space and try to disrupt their flow so they can't find guys as easy. And so, you know, I think I'm going to play just like any other, you know, guard in the Big Ten. I'm just going to try to get after him and, you know, try to battle with him.
How important are turnovers and limiting your guys' turnovers on offense?
It's big. Ohio State does a great job of turning turnovers into points very quickly. And so if we can limit our turnovers, it limits their break.
Mike, talk a little bit about the transition you guys have. I mean, the thought process is get it and go almost. Mm-hmm. What makes you guys so successful in the transition?
First of all, stops. You know, you can't run unless you're getting stops. But, you know, when they do score, I think we do a great job of getting the ball out of the rim quickly and getting it in. You know, lots of times when teams they score, they're not getting back as quickly. And so we do a great job of that. And then I think our bigs can really get out and run. I think Gabe and Woody, some of the best running bigs in the Big Ten. And so when they run the floor like that, it opens up everything so much more.